So, Eve has a question about Dilgo cancer in Rinpoche.
Over the past 18 months, I've found myself increasingly drawn to Dilgo Kenshi Rinpoche. It's not on a logical or fathomable level, but it's a very vivid experience. So my question is there a place for guru yoga within one's spiritual practice, even if you haven't met the guru in person, and in fact he died in Bhutan 13 years ago?
Okay, so the question has submitted. Over the past 18 months, Eve says she's found herself increasingly drawn towards Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, who was one of Sangharakshita's teachers. This isn't a conscious movement, rather it appears to be on a mentally unfathomable level. Is it possible to incorporate the practice of Guru Yoga into one's spiritual path, even if one has never met the Guru himself, and in fact he died over 13 years ago?
Well, I think the short answer is very definitely yes. Because the Guru Yoga is not practiced simply with one's living teacher. Here's some of the traditional forms of Guru Yoga. Padmasambhava features prominently, you know, the Tsongkhapa features prominently. So it is not that the Guru, who is a part of the Guru Yoga practice, needs to be living. What is much more living, that is in the literal sense, what is much more important is that one has a sense somehow of the presence of that particular guru. And well, yes, Dilgo Khyentse was one of my own teachers, and I do remember him very, very vividly. I can't say that I remember him less vividly now than I did, say, 10 or 15 years ago. It's still a very vivid presence that he has for me. So I think if one feels drawn to someone like Dilgo Khyentse, and naturally drawn, I think that is a very good thing, and I don't think one should have any difficulty in incorporating him as the guru of the Guru Yoga into one's spiritual practice and spiritual path. I consider myself as very fortunate, you know, to have had the contact with him that I did have. I remember that when he first came to Kalimpong, which must have been in the early 50s, he wasn't really very well known. He was living very humbly and simply with his wife and his two daughters in a little cottage in the grounds of the Bhutanese Gompa in Kalimpong, and that's where I first met him. And after a while I was visiting him regularly. He was always free, it seemed. He seemed to have very few visitors. He always welcomed me, and I received in the course of a few years a number of teachings from him. So I have very, very positive memories of him indeed. And as I said, if anybody feels spontaneously drawn to him in a deep and genuine way, they shouldn't hesitate to follow that up.
Is that okay? Great. Thank you, Bhante.